Out of Bounds.
The center fielder at the wall! It's out of here! It's out of here! Got the distance, doesn't have the accuracy!
Yo, you don't even know what stupid is. It's about to get all stupid up in here.
It's time.
All right, let's do this. Match point, touchdown, etc.
Welcome in. Glad to have you with us. We are live on The Roar on a Tuesday, September 23rd, 2025. Thanks so much for joining us here on Out of Bounds. William Quackenbush, Ben Milstead, live inside the Upcountry Fiber studios. Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection. 654-ROAR is the number you like to join us, 654-7627. I got Nick sitting in with us today. That's good stuff. So anything you can say to my face, you got to say to Nick's face. Just be aware of that. We have a big show for you today. A lot of things to talk about. We didn't talk about a single other game yesterday, I don't think. So there were lots of good college football games over the weekend we'll discuss. Still, we've got plenty to say about Clemson football and where they are. Dabo Swinney's, both the media availability last night and Tiger Hour. And then Colin Sadler and Peter Woods and Garrett Riley have faced the media already today, so we have some quotes coming out of there and some commentary coming out of there as well. Ben Milstead, a happy Tuesday to you, sir. How are we doing?
We are fine. Just fine, as always.
Just fine.
Just fine.
Everything.
How are you today? Fine. Everything good in your world?
Fine. We're good.
We have two fines.
I didn't go to the gym yesterday, but I did go to the gym this morning. And can I just tell you, the people have questions.
You think?
They have lots of questions.
That's one of the things I'm grateful for, the type of exercise that I do, is that most of the time I can't get those questions. I'm in solitude, and it's fantastic.
You're telling me I should do more cardio or biking? More of a secluded outdoor space.
I would tell you to wear huge headphones to the gym and maybe people won't talk to you, but I have a feeling you're the one starting the conversation. So,
you know, I do a pretty good job. Like there are, and I'm not mad at these people, but there are people that go to the gym and talk. Like that's their outlet for the day. Like they want to talk to people. And you know what? I've said this before in a church context. I was talking to one of my Sunday school teachers about this one time. That if church was more like the gym, we would be better off.
If church was more like the gym.
Like
more work and less talk?
Like basically like the way that like a real gym is a community. Like the community aspect and the way they do community is really nice.
Where does more gossip take place?
Church.
Okay.
Oh, my Lord, church. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Like 1,000%.
Yeah. I don't know. I guess it depends on your gym, how long you've been there.
Also, how many people go to your gym? Like, if you got a big church,
yeah.
But per capita, I don't know. Per capita is probably pretty close.
In church, what we do is say, listen, I'm not one to gossip, but you need to pray for Lucille.
Oh, man.
Lucille's husband was seen at the diner.
I love
with another woman.
Hey,
so pray for that.
Man,
but don't gossip.
Listen, this is not theological. Do not take this. Do not plant a church with this as one of your principal tenets. The prayer request time at the end of a Bible study or small group I think it's the most gossip per word.
I know.
That we say is the prayer request, and we need to pray. Yes, we need to pray for Lucille. It's like,
yeah,
this is where we just say all the stuff we need to say.
Pray for Betty's financial situation. You know, her husband gambled all their savings. Texters are asking about the press conference.
I love it.
We are not on campus today. We are in the studio. There was no Dabo Swinney press conference today, which is the routine for the open week. Hope I said that correctly. The open week. He never does a Tuesday press conference for that. The schedule is always a Sunday teleconference with media members, Tuesday meeting with the media, which is what you guys get to hear. And then they have players on Tuesday and Wednesday, select players that meet with media. They are still doing some players today, and we'll get to some of that. But, so on the open week, they always move that teleconference to Monday afternoon, and they don't do Sunday and they don't do Tuesday. So that's why we're not there. No other reason.
That's right.
It is that way every year.
I want to say for the eighth time.
Yeah.
This was planned.
I mean, if you're not aware of that, though, it's certainly understandable that you would question that. But when Clemson has been undefeated, they didn't do that in the open week.
That's right. And you know what? The coordinator scheduling stuff is relatively new. They kind of did away with coordinators for a couple years, and then they kind of have filtered that back in, that as part of the like the rhythm of the week. So, getting to hear from Garrett Riley, I think, is neat.
Yeah, and he either has or is about to speak to the media today. So there's that. In fact, I guess he already has. I was just looking through some comments from today.
We've already gotten a bunch of questions about the press conferences, the press conference yesterday and Tiger Hour. You know what? I listened to Tiger Hour last night, and you know what? There were two things that I thought, just big picture. One is the new system for Tiger Hour is great. Like, it's so much better. You know, people are like, why? Well, you know, they're not taking calls. This is a way better show. I bet Don asked him 35 questions last night.
It is, and it is a better show. And I tell you what, I give Don credit. He, of course, I was actually monitoring the text line because they use our text line for that. I was sort of interested in the questions that were coming in last night, and I'm reading, and they were coming fast and furious like they do here on the show. Don didn't cherry pick. You know, now there were some that you can't read. Just like we get some that you can't read.
Right.
But, you know, he asked pretty much everything that was asked on the text line last night. So it was good stuff.
It was really, really good stuff. And like I say, there are lots and lots and lots of questions. Can I start with something a little bit lighter? Just a little bit lighter before we get into that, because people are sending us now a lot of questions about the questions being sent at the press conference last night. I watched the U.S. Ryder Cup video this morning. Did you watch that?
I did.
Ben, I don't care about anything else. I don't. I'm pretty sure this is a great college football weekend. I'm pretty sure I'm going to have Ryder Cup screen one.
Yeah, if you haven't seen that, I know Quacker retweeted it on the Twitter machine. But it's 7 minutes long. And they had a lieutenant in New York City Fire Department whose father was killed at 9/11 speak to the team, and it was fantastic. Oh man, it was fantastic. In fact, I thought about even playing that part on the show at some point.
It was. Let me tell you something. It is particularly on the heels of some of the rhetoric about the guys getting played and all that stuff, like. It was really good. Now, again, it's edited. It's not raw footage. So they're trying to paint a picture. And you know what? I'm buying it. You can propagandize me all day, America. I'll buy it all day long. I'm good with it. I will be heavily pulling for America this weekend. Heavily pulling for America. And you know what? They did their job. That social media team did a really good job. I think Keegan Bradley as the captain is a great choice. You know, we didn't really talk about this, but I remember we were discussing at the end of like tour championship whether Keegan Bradley would pick himself, and that a captain hadn't done that in decades, and that he was having a good enough season that if he just went by the book, he would have chosen himself. The fact that he did not. was a little surprising to me because, like, you know, if I'm one of the best six guys, I'm, you know, I'm not going to pick somebody less than. But I saw a couple of golf writers. I think Kyle Porter was one that said it pretty prominently. It was basically like Keegan Bradley not picking himself, saying being the captain is more important than me participating. And a guy that really loves the Ryder Cup and wants to participate in the Ryder Cup is going to galvanize the rest of the team and is going to rally the rest of the team to that cause. And I did not think of it that way, but I'm a fan. Now, if they go get their doors blown off this weekend, then I'll be like, get him out. He should have played. If you picked the wrong captain, he should have played. But I'm excited about the Ryder Cup. To me, it is exciting, but it also gets lost in the shuffle of very busy football weekends. And so the fact that Clemson is off means that I get to enjoy the whole weekend a lot more than if I were otherwise occupied. And so I'm kind of excited about it. What's your level of excitement about? Like, are you with me on that Ryder Cup is exciting, but it sometimes it can get lost? Because, like, a lot of times we got a work day. We got a 12-hour work day in there on a Saturday.
Yeah, and that's a great – I haven't thought about that, you know, because it's always during football season. And I know that I watch Sundays when I can, but – yeah, I hadn't thought about that, but the fact that it's the bye week, the open week, is fantastic. I also like the fact that it's at Bethpage Black. I mean, you know, it's like you got three teams there instead of two.
Yes.
The course is a team.
I loved it as part of the video they were talking about how, like, you're basically, like, you're defending, like, this turf from, they literally, like, at the end of the video, I was like, well, these foreign invaders are not coming in here taking our course. And, like, I don't know. It puts you on, like, a military footing. It's like, all right, let's go arm ourselves. It was crazy, man. It was crazy the ways that I was moved emotionally by that little video this morning. And I know Mickey is very pro-Europe. He's very European in all of his stylings. He's very pro-Europe in all things.
Well, he hates the U.S. It's well documented. Everybody knows this.
It's true. And so he was not propagandized. In fact, he was radicalized against America this morning because of how patriotic that was. He was radicalized against America. And I think people should let him know that tomorrow from 6 to 9 a.m. on 654-7627 on the Adams Curving text line. Mickey Plyler, radical anti-American. But I
Lord
was,
Mickey to you.
Lord Mickey, yes. And everyone that calls the show tomorrow for Mickey should, in honor of Mickey's personal preferences, should speak in a British accent, because that is what Mickey responds to. None of this Southern English, okay? He puts on appearances. Mickey responds best to an official English accent. I don't make the rules.
I don't normally do this, but Friday, USA Network covers the Ryder Cup 7 a.m. to 6 p.m., so we will have it on during the show. You can do the same at your house. Just turn. You don't need sound on for golf anyway. So listen to us. Watch that.
I love it. Duke Plyler. Duke Plyler. Sir Mickey of Plyler. Oh, man, that's great. I love it. All right, let's take a break. Darren and Pickens joins us next. We're going to talk about Clemson when we return. More Out of Bounds coming up.
Join us live at Trammell & Mills Law Firm in Anderson on Wednesday, October 1st for the kickoff to Tigers for Tatas. The Mickey Plyler Show starts at 6, followed by Facts on Sports at 9. All proceeds from merchandise sales go to Dabo's All-In Team Foundation. See you there.
Ready to ditch a workout that involves just lifting heavy things? Or running on a treadmill in front of yet another screen in your life? Come climb some walls at Blockhaven, Greenville's bouldering gym, where strength and flexibility meet problem solving and community. No ropes, no harnesses, just giant padded floors, 16-foot walls, and hype music. Blockhaven has over 200 rotating routes for beginners to Olympic climbers. Visit Blockhaven at the Judson Mill District in Greenville or online at BLOCHAVEN.com.
Break out the bell bottoms and fire up the disco ball. Staying Alive is back at the Walhalla Performing Arts Center, October 3rd and 4th. It's the ultimate Bee Gees tribute, bringing the groove, the glitter, and all the hits you love. from jive talking to staying alive. This high energy show will have you boogieing all night long. Don't miss your chance to relive the golden age of disco. Get your tickets now at WalhallaPAC.com.
Call the plumber whose name is his number.
One Tom Plumber will be there in an hour, or they'll discount your bill.
In 1 hour?
Yeah, just dial the number one, then Tom Plumber.
That's their name.
That's their number.
Call the plumber whose name is his number. One Tom Plumber. One Tom Plumber.
It's the time, Tiger fans. Football season is here. Make sure your tailgate machine is ready for the season with a trip to Pendleton Tire Company. Whether it's tires, brakes, or that lift kit and wheels you've wanted, Pendleton Tire Company can take care of all your needs.
Hey, Tiger fans, get ready for football and tailgating on a new set of tires from my daddy at the Pendleton Tire Company.
Listen to Cruz and go see his dad and the team at the Pendleton Tire Company in Pendleton or online at PendletonTire.com.
Royal Flush Toilet Rentals. If you want to potty like a rock star, you can with us. At Royal Flush Toilet Rentals, we offer construction porta potty rentals, septic tank pumping, and luxury toilet trailers. Call 864-238-8800. We have two-stall, three-stall, and four-stall trailers for your corporate events, wedding parties, and special occasions. Call 864-238-8800. Royal Flush Toilet Rentals.
Serving delicious meals at a fair price for over 50 years, Wendy's commitment to good done right is unwavering. For decades, they've served up great deals to feed the whole family. And nowadays, they're bringing you breakfast favorites. The pretzel baconator, the biggie bag, and you can't forget the frosty, all available to order in the palm of your hands with the Wendy's app. Doing the right thing in the right way is the Wendy's way. Download the Wendy's app and visit your local store today.
Is your crawl space damp or musty? Water in your crawl space can cause wood to rot and create an environment for mold and mildew that can make its way inside your home. Canty Foundation Specialist specializes in crawl space repair. Call us today for your free inspection so you can have the peace of mind knowing your crawl space is dry and your home is protected. Call today, 864-641-0176, or visit cantycanfixit.com.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Life doesn't wait, and neither should you. Aleve can help you deal with pain less throughout your day. Whether it's a long day on your feet, a demanding workout, or everyday aches and pains, you need relief that can keep up when pain persists. Aleve is here for you with longer-lasting body pain relief compared to leading OTC-branded pain relievers. With just one pill, Aleve lasts up to 12 hours. Don't let those aches hold you back from doing what's important to you. Use as directed.
Powered by Upcountry Fiber, we are 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar. Providing fiber internet, HDTV, and phone service, Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
The Roar.
You guys are the number one sports station because you make the phones light up.
Where every day is game day.
When the sun goes down on my side of town, that lonesome feeling comes to my door and the whole world turns.
Hour one continues. Folks, if I just don't talk for 3 to 5 minutes, it's because I thought about what Ben said me during the break.
I should have given you more recovery time for that.
You really should have.
For that.
Oh, my God.
I'm not a big forwarder of videos and things.
I would say you're very small. Not big does not go. You're very small.
I generally don't participate in that stuff, but when I do, I make them count.
Oh, that's so good. I love a good questioner who's just a dog with a bone.
Yeah.
I love it.
We have a debate broken out that's breaking out now on the text line as to what Mickey's name should be. We have Court Jester. We have Lord Mickey of the Plyler. I like that one. There's many of those.
I do like that. When we're coming up with these names, just think of a town crier.
Uh-huh.
How a town crier would say it. And when you get that right, you know, when you get the, hear ye, Lord Mickey of the Plyler. Like, it needs to roll off the tongue, whatever it is. Sir Mickey of the Round Table. Like, you need to figure out what a town crier would say and whether that sounds good. So just sort of workshop that in your head. Some have said Game of Thrones. Mickey from the House of Plyler. You could give me that one.
Didn't everybody get their heads cut off in Game of Thrones?
They do. Okay. Just like Mickey's favorite Europeans are about to go back to Europe headless this weekend. Bethpage Black. Isn't that a great, like, there's some golf courses where you're like, all right, this is a golf course. Lord Fauntleroy. That's good. You just made up a word and stuck his name in the middle. That's really good. Bethpage Black sounds like a battle station, right?
Mm-hmm.
You're like, oh, man. All right, kids, let's learn about the Battle of Bethpage Black from the Revolutionary War. You know, like, they're not saying that about every golf course. There's some great golf course names that don't double as great battle names, but Bethpage Black is a great battle spot.
Sounds like a ski run I should not be on.
Oh, man. Before we get to Darren, let me tell you about Ingles. Low prices, love the savings. I went to Ingles yesterday, and can I tell you something? I actually did a thing where I went for two things, and you know that means I'm going home with somewhere between four and six items.
Mm-hmm.
And I actually, as I was going through the store, I found an item, and I was walking around, and I found on one of the ends of the aisles a better deal. And so I literally grabbed the better deal. I didn't have enough hands, so I'm literally it's just a handful of stuff. I go back and I put the thing back. And it was a difficult thing, and I felt watched, but it was necessary. I saved like 80 cents on that, and it felt worth it at the time.
My wife buys groceries at another chain because there's not an Ingles close to my house, and it's an expensive chain. And so she has figured out how much more affordable Ingles is and gives me a list now. To case in point, today I was tasked with buying salmon, which I did at a great price, ground beef, and boar's head meat. So today was a protein day, apparently.
Ooh, let's go. I'm looking at salmon fillets.
Because she knew it was cheaper at Ingles, so that's what I did. And I used my Advantage card and got the points, and I'll be getting fuel at the end of the week.
Ingles, low prices, love the savings. Chansey may have the leader in the clubhouse right here. Mickington, Earl of Plyler Manor. Like, really just British words at this point. Let's go to Darren and Pickens, who joins us next. What's up, Darren?
Hello there, fellas. Okay.
We're doing great, Darren.
Darren, no offense, but anybody from Pickens is just not pulling off that accent.
Oh, my God. I had to do something stupid.
Oh, man, that's funny.
Well, you're talking about Ingles. I'll tell you what happened in Ingles at the Starbucks a couple of weeks ago. Went in there to get my wife a really special fruit drink there. And she was having a really bad day, and so I wanted to do just a little thoughtful gesture for her. So I was telling the girl at the counter there, she's having a bad day and some other things, and I said, she really likes that fruit berry drink or whatever it's called. So she made one for me, and she goes, here, you give this to your wife, and it's on me.
Aww.
I was like, what? Oh, my gosh. Nobody does stuff like that. I was like, she was so kind. I can't remember her name, but she was so sweet. So, yeah, Ingles has good people working for him.
Yeah, it's the relationships, man. You see people all the time.
That's right.
My dad used to say, we live near Walmart in Central, and he used to say sometimes he didn't have to do visitation, like for people who hadn't been at church or people who were sick, because he'd just see him at Walmart. And I kind of feel that way when I go into Ingles. I'm always in a conversation with somebody.
That's right. That's right. But, you know, I didn't know exactly what I was going to say, one thing in particular, but I'm like, okay, so there's so much junk going on in the world. And I just want to say, you know, despite our disappointments with our football teams and all that kind of stuff and all the horrific things that have happened, I just want to say that I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior. He's good. He's awesome there, ready to help. May not be what you want, but he's always there and he's always good.
Amen, Darren.
Sure.
That's very well said.
I just felt like maybe that's what I should say, hopefully encourage someone and help somebody. I know it helps me to speak it. So things been tough lately, man. I'm going to tell you, it's been really tough. Just listening to all this junk going on and people killing people and all the hate, but at the same time, there's love. There's kindness. There's always good that comes from bad things. It's always good.
That's right, Darren.
And,
let me tell you this, that we need to be reminded of that always. So don't ever shy away from reminding people of that.
That's right. That's right. And I'm not going to talk any football because there's not much to talk about. So anyway, I hope you guys have a wonderful day, and I hope to talk to you soon.
Thanks very much, Darren. I appreciate the phone call. Thanks very much.
Darren is a South Carolina fan. I do want to talk about South Carolina, Missouri.
Let's do today. Yeah, let's do that.
Because I don't know, I've got a little different take on that game, and I find myself in a strange situation where I am still more encouraged about South Carolina's team than I think most Gamecock fans are. They've certainly got some issues. I mean, there's no doubt about it. But I think, I don't know, maybe I'm misreading the fan base. I think a lot of South Carolina fans are throwing the towel in way too early on that team.
Can I give you my big picture? I want to see how it compares with South Carolina, okay? I think, and I would love to hear from some South Carolina fans. I know y'all are out there, because I'm having a hard time with your team, and I think it's because I'm watching Clemson, and what you're going through is I think in some ways it is the dead opposite of what Clemson is going through. Let me just quickly explain that. When I watched South Carolina, and I watched that game Saturday, I watched about 2.5 quarters of that game Saturday night. And what I thought to myself is South Carolina is getting murdered snap for snap. Like, you can look at the stat. 285 to minus 9 in rushing is an abomination. I mean, you're getting worked. That take away sacks, 290 to 37. If you take away sacks, that's abuse is what South Carolina got. But they are Clemson. I'm going to argue this about Clemson, and people are going to think, well, Kwok, you're just saying stupid stuff right now, but just let me walk this out. Clemson is winning the plays and losing the score. You can look at success rate. You can look at different things. I'm not saying that means everything is great, but I'm saying they're winning the plays and losing the score. South Carolina is losing the plays, but they're winning the score. They are leading after three in a game where they are getting physically manhandled. And I don't know if that's along the same lines, but it hit me this morning. That's my thought on South Carolina. It's like they should be getting punked in this game, and they are ahead after three quarters.
Yeah, Texter said South Carolina competed and tried at least. I would agree with that. I mean, and you know, negative 9 yards rushing is less than ideal for anyone at any time.
Yes.
After one series, after one quarter, after one game. Still, when you have a quarterback that can throw for 308 yards on 18 completed passes, there's hope. You know, now, do you have questions at the line of scrimmage? Absolutely. Big questions after this weekend. But, you know, you also have to consider, I think Missouri is really good.
I do think they're good.
I told you last week, that's a team that's been in my blind spot, and I don't give them the credit they deserve. But they were physically tough. Now, and they beat you up at the line. Texture said, I'm not throwing in the towel yet, but if they lose this weekend, I have it in my hand. And that's fair, because I think Kentucky has always been a fairly tough team as well. If they push you around at the line of scrimmage and in that game, you know, if you lose to Kentucky, I take it all back. But I don't think they're going to lose to Kentucky, number one. But number two, you've played two really good teams here that maybe going into the season you had hoped were not your peers, but they are, in fact, your peers. And that's not a slam. I mean, I think Missouri and Vanderbilt are both pretty good teams.
I would agree with that. I think if you're South Carolina, and I know I've said this, and we're on the same page here, that one of the things that I know to be true with South Carolina is they are trying to win with special teams. So, like, you know, I resist the urge to call special teams sort of not the non-offensive touchdown, non-offensive big play thing. I resist the urge to call that flukish when it comes to South Carolina, because that is a part of their plan. Now, you can't count on it all the time, but that is a part of their plan. That is how they can be in a tight game with Virginia Tech, and they just, like, they hit one big pass and one big special teams play, and they win the game by 13. That's how you do that. How do you lead by three? Because you get a turnover, you capitalize on your possessions in scoring range, you hit some giant plays, both with Sellers' arm and with yards after catch, and you're able to make something happen in a game where you could not run it if you had 12 linemen. You could not have run it on Missouri. And I think you, if you're a South Carolina fan, look, I'm not telling you how to feel, certainly. But if I were a South Carolina fan, I would be very concerned that I can't run the ball.
Sure.
But I would be encouraged, to your point, Ben, that you overcame that for three quarters. If you just run it a little bit. Like, the thing that's encouraging to me, if you average 3 yards a carry, you ran it 22 times. If you have 66 yards in a game rushing, I bet you win. Like, that should not be hard to do. If you average 3 yards a carry, you win. I'm not talking about you have to be Army, Navy, or Air Force. You just have to run it a little. And if we're being honest, I think Sellers gets a lot, and he should get a lot of credit. Sellers, he has got to stop taking, like, hilarious sacks.
Yeah, when you have the scramble ability that he does, I get that you think you can get out of everything, but every now and then you got to just throw that sucker in the stands. The catastrophic sacks are killing him, and you know that had a whole lot to do with. I mean, there was 90. He had negative 28 yards rushing. I mean, really, really more than that in sacks, because he had some design carries in there.
They lost 46 yards on 5 sacks. That is 9.2 yards per sack. I mean, think about how many yards that is. That means you have to get 19 yards, average 19 yards in a set of downs to get a first down when you take a 9-yard sack.
Yeah, the other thing is, you know, we've talked about special teams so much for South Carolina. It really is part of their game plan now, but you never could force Missouri to punt. So you only had one opportunity there for a return, and you know, which obviously limits your opportunity to take one to the house. You know, it just, my takeaway of that game though was that South Carolina was not good at all at the line of scrimmage, and Missouri is better than we think. And this weekend, you know, to the texture's point, this weekend maybe you know a little more about this is more the deciding weekend, because you really should take care of Kentucky, who is, I got to admit, Kentucky's at least has a pulse, and I wasn't sure they were going to before the season started. But, you know, if you don't win this one, I get it.
Yes.
If you do, I think you're okay.
People are pointing out the 14 penalties. They had six false starts.
That's a lot of penalties.
You can't have six false starts. And then you had an ineligible receiver downfield. Like, those are focus penalties right there. Bert, we're coming to you after this. 654-ROAR, you want to join Bert from Malden? Hour one continues right after this.
At Tri-County Technical College, they're committed to you as they look to transform lives and build strong communities. Tri-County's academic and training programs help them stay ahead of the trends in the business and corporate worlds to ensure you'll be well-equipped to succeed on the career path you choose. From advanced manufacturing to computers and IT, healthcare to skilled trades and more, TCTC is committed to your success. To find out more, visit one of their four campuses or go online at tctc.edu.
Actual price will depend on product and subscription plan. Featured products are compounded drug products, which the FDA does not approve or verify for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. See website for details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Want a boost in and out of the bedroom? Hims has you covered. Introducing a new 2-in-1 approach to level up your game. Tadalafil for better bedroom performance and zinc for testosterone support. Put it all together and you've got what you need to turn things all the way up. Getting started is simple. Just go to hims.com/radio to start your free online visit. Through Hims, you can access ED treatments including pills, chews, and more. 100% online. No office visits, no pharmacy lines. Just fill out a simple intake form and a licensed medical provider will determine if treatment's right for you. If prescribed, it ships free and discreetly to your door. Find affordable treatment options at up to 95% less than brand names at hims.com/radio. That's hims.com/radio. hims.com/radio.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ziprecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter.com/radio.
Buying health insurance for the first time? Don't put all your info online. The scammers won't stop. But don't worry, we've got you. Call today, 467-8738. I'm Guy, the insurance guy, and what we do is simple. We make health insurance easier.
I'm Eddie Bennett. For 25 years, Bennett Equipment has sold and rented construction equipment. Bennett is one of Takeuchi's top dealers in the U.S. for the last 2 years by putting our customers first. And now, Takeuchi is offering 0% financing on all equipment and attachments, along with an industry-leading 3-year, 3,000-hour warranty. As we celebrate 25 and 25, we want to thank our loyal customers for your business and trust. And as always, when you need equipment, buy it or rent it from Bennett.
When you need to move, choose Tiger Moving Company for an affordable and stress-free experience. Our team of capable, trainable, and professional movers is dedicated to providing extraordinary customer service. Whether you're relocating across town or across the state, we work hard to ensure your move is seamless. Let's start your journey today. Visit tigermovinggreenville.com and discover why we're the best choice for your next move. Voted best in the upstate for the past 7 years. Tiger Moving, the easy way to move.
Mourning the loss of a loved one can be painful. If your loved one dies due to the negligence of someone else, you need someone by your side to help get you justice. Nick Lavery, Clemson's local attorney, will help you navigate a wrongful death lawsuit. Nick and his staff are here to help you through every step of the legal process. Call today for your free consultation at 864-654-3680 or visit nicklaverylaw.com.
Hey, it's Walt. Forget the 12-hour drive to Buffalo. Moretti's Pizzeria and Bar in Malden is serving the real deal. Stone oven pizza, thicker than New York City. Never doughy, just that perfect crust. The wings? crispy, juicy, and loaded with that buttery, spicy buffalo kick. And if you've never had one, order the legendary Beef on Weck. You'll thank me later. Moretti's, just off I-385 on East Butler Road in Malden. Moretti's, where everyone's a regular.
With all the changes going on in college athletics, you need someone who can keep you up to speed. And that's where we come in.
How do you think it went? I got him on the 1 yard line.
English, please. You know, I don't know baseball.
We are the Roar, where every day is game day.
Rice cooking in the microwave. Got a 3-day beard. I don't plan to shave. And it's a goofy thing, but I just gotta say, hey, I'm a doing all right. Yeah, I think I'll make me some homemade soup. Feeling pretty good, and that.
All right, hour one continues out of bounds. William Quagamo's Ben Mills said, you know, this song is still true. It is a great day to be alive. Some of y'all need a lot of convincing on that. But it is still true, and we need to hear it. Before we go to Bert, let me tell you about Empire Homes. Most specifically, let me tell you about Discover by Empire Homes in Pendleton. This is a phenomenal neighborhood. I drove by there just a few days ago. Just kind of one of those slow, like just driving slow, like sort of like a meerkat, like sticking the head up to through the sunroof to see like how it was going back there. And it is a great, great neighborhood. They've got some great offers for you to try to maximize the time that we have right now, the time that we're in right now. Sunrise by Empire Homes in Pendleton. 3 miles from historic downtown Pendleton, 8 miles from Clemson, 10 minutes to I-85, 1,800 to 3,400 square feet, 1 to 2 stories, as many as 5 bedrooms, starting in the 300s. They've got a 3,900 square foot design studio for you as well to customize. Right now, you can save up to $25,000 on completed homes or up to $15,000 when you build. Schedule an appointment at the Sunrise by Empire Sales Center to tour a model home, explore the neighborhood, or chat with their team by visiting EmpireHomesUpstate.com. See, that's the thing with South Carolina. And before we go to Bert, let me say this. The penalties and the long sacks are killing what could be a formula to win. A lot of Gamecock fans are getting in talking about the penalties. And so the inability to run the ball, I don't think alone is it. It's the long sacks and the penalties. Let's go to Bert, who's up with us next and patiently waited. Hey, Bert.
Well, this is my second time calling this, today about this, and I'm kind of hit on it in the first session when I called and Faxon was on the phone. I don't know how in the world we stayed in the ball game, but we had a chance to go up by 9 midway through the third quarter. We throw a 51-yard bomb down to the 1.5-yard line. You've got a 246-pound quarterback, and you decide to go play action and get sacked for a 15-yard loss, and you're telling your guys, I don't think you – can produce 1.5 yards on 4 tries with one of the most athletic quarterbacks in the country. And that's what's so frustrating about it, because we played – I mean, if people haven't mentioned the missed tackles, I've never seen a guy run through people. And it was like it was one guy missing him. This running back for Missouri, he would break with 4 or 5 guys on him. And despite all of that, we still had a chance until we decided that we wanted to try to get fancy at the goal line because we cannot run the ball. And that is very, very frustrating to me. It's kind of like when Clemson had it 4th and 1 at midfield, and Adam Randall was having a 9.5 yard per average carry day, and Cade kept it and got stuffed. I mean, that's kind of, to me, been the microcosm of the season so far.
Listen, I agree with you on that, and I think you just answered the question of, you know, why would you run play action on 1st and goal to 2? It's up to that point, there was no indication that South Carolina offensively could do that. Now I would say you got 4 plays. So, yep. If you take away sacks, you're averaging 2.2. So you should be able to get it in 4 plays. But you're probably not scoring on 1st and goal at the 2 if you run it just 1 time. And that makes it hard.
No, I mean, I would have gone 4 times because my philosophy is that if you can't get 1.5 yards, in 4 attempts, you don't deserve to win anyway. But I knew because our tackling was so bad that we had to settle for that field goal, and we wouldn't have gotten out without that great pass that Sellers threw to Nick Harbor. Instead of it being 21-12 and up by 2 possessions, it's 17-12, and you could kind of tell that Missouri's body language changed after they stopped us inside that red zone.
Listen, I agree with you 100% on that, Bert. I appreciate the phone call. Thanks very much.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's it. I do think first and goal to two, if you don't feel like you can line up and run the ball, you can be in these games, but it's hard to win. I heard commentary on, which is a little bit different. I was listening to some commentary on Russell Wilson this morning. I believe it was Get Up was talking about this. And I saw a stat that I could not believe. I thought it was not real. Because it appears, and a texter's pointing this out, that Jackson Dart is going to be the starting quarterback of the New York Giants. Russell Wilson's QBR inside the red zone this year, so far through three games, is 0.8. That is a 0 to 100 stat. He is at 0.8.
Oof.
He literally, on fourth and goal on Sunday, he hit the... I mean, it was one of the hilarious things. He hits the crossbar on a throwaway, and there's not even a receiver in the back of the end zone. Like, I'm not sure if a guy had been on stilts back there or had a hovercraft, I don't think he could have reached it. Nobody would have caught that. Like, Inspector Gadget wouldn't have caught
it. It's like checking the roster. I'm looking for the 10-foot-tall guy. I do not see him in my program.
I mean, so he's 0.8. 0.8. Ben, you know what my thought was, though? If I've got a quarterback that's 0.8 in the red zone, run the ball. Why do I have to throw it? I got the worst quarterback in the history of man throwing the ball inside the red zone. I don't have to throw it. I don't. You have Cam Scataboo. I can run the ball. Like, I'm allowed to do that. Why in the world is Russell Wilson just dropping back and throwing it a million times in the red zone when the numbers are right there, that the guy has no clue what to do in those situations? I feel like, though, you're looking at it going, okay, as fans, this is hard to explain. As a fan, as a watcher of football, I would say you have four plays, he had 2 yards. I would line up four times and run the ball and get 2 yards. You could tush-push Sellers four times and get 2 yards. But I don't think, and maybe offensive coordinators should, Ben, I don't think offensive coordinators feel that way. I think offensive coordinators are like, I want to score on this down. How can I score on this down? And how do you score on first and goal from the two at South Carolina is throw the ball. Like, I don't think if you line up and run it that you're going, okay, we're not scoring. You're just trying to get to the one so you can maybe score the next play. I don't know what Mike Shula's thinking there, but I bet that's it. That I would like to score this play. I want to call a touchdown play right here. And I think that's a weakness of coaches sometimes. So, I don't know. You have any thoughts on that? You ever considered that?
I mean, I would agree with you till I saw Clemson in that same situation and almost get stoned Saturday. But, yeah, I mean, in the NFL, first and goal from the two, you're trying to get to the one on first down, you know? You're thinking, I got four shots at this. And you almost always get that.
It is. I hate feeling this way. Scott, we're coming right to you. I hate feeling this way. It was annoying when Clemson scored before the half because it took five plays to get 3 yards. First and goal at the three. And you needed a penalty to put you closer, and you didn't get it in four plays. And you had to throw it to score. I don't like feeling that way. It colors everything else with the offense. Like, I should feel good about the touchdown. It's like the Georgia Tech, where it took like three quarterback sneaks, and you get to fourth and goal, and you scored, but you're like, my God, that was hard. That was really difficult to get in the end zone there.
Before we go to Scott real quick, Pete Thamel and others reporting that Oklahoma State has parted ways with Mike Gundy.
Ooh. Ooh, I have some thoughts on that. That's juicy this early.
Doing that in the middle of the season on someone that tenured is interesting.
Very interesting.
Warranted, but interesting.
All the above. All right, let's go to Scott. We'll have more on that next hour. What's up, Scott?
He's 60. He's a man.
Yesterday, I think
I'm 60. I'm unemployed.
I think that was the anniversary of that, actually, like the 20th anniversary or something. Yeah.
about that. Well, hey, you were talking about getting in the goal line. Cade had to do that against Troy, wasn't it, where he went up and over the line because he couldn't get it in?
Was that Troy? Did that happen against – I know it happened against Georgia Tech. It may have happened against Troy, too.
It's just crazy that we can't get the ball in from the three. South Carolina has the same problems. But I wanted to ask you a rules question. I asked last night, and I didn't hear the answer. Maybe Dabo answered it. I don't know if he can even comment on officiating. But we had two personal foul roughing the passers in the game Saturday, almost back-to-back. There was just a few plays separating them. One of them was the targeting with Will Help that was ruled no targeting. That one I thought was because he went to the face. The one before that, it looked like a clean hit. Was it because of how he landed on him? Because I've seen some of the explanations in the pro league that it's how that they're not when they're landing on top of them, rather than trying to go to the side when they're falling. They don't want you landing directly on top of the quarterback. What's your thoughts on that? Because I thought those were clean hits. The fans were booing the refs, but I'm like, if he landed on top of him and they've changed that rule, that's the correct call.
Well, I don't think he – what you can't do is you can't drive a guy into the ground. I don't know exactly what the rule states. You can't drive a guy into the ground or sort of fall on him with full force. I did not think that Jaheim Lawson, like, really accentuated sort of like elbow dropping him. You know, like, I didn't think he leaned into – I think he just finished the play. But when I watched the replay, Scott, I did say, if I were an official seeing that, I would at least think about throwing a flag just because of how he landed and how the rule reads. The second call was terrible. The second call was that was objectively terrible.
Yes. And I mean, I was there. We get what they give us on the scoreboard. I didn't go back. I hadn't gone back and watched the game just because I don't want to watch anything Clemson right now, football-wise. I'm like, no. But I was curious about those calls to see if it was clean or not or what, but anyway, and I tell you what, the only thing that I've got going for me right now, because I'm a Cowboys fan and a Tigers fan, the only thing I got going for me right now, quality of my Braves. How about them? 9 in a row. AA's going to think he doesn't have to make a change, but then we signed Uncle Charlie yesterday.
Oh, yeah, the vibes are good with the Braves right now, Scott. Oh, great vibes, man. Hey, I appreciate the phone call. We're up against top of the hour.
Yeah, man.
Thanks, man.
See you, buddy.
You know, we stopped talking about them, and they started playing well. So maybe let's just
– we're just going to keep doing that. I got to read you this. This is – can we nerd alert this, by the way? We got about 30 seconds here. We got time.
Nerd alert!
Whoa, wait a second, Doc. You mean to tell me that this is a nerd alert?
That's right, Marty. We've entered a nerd alert.
Brought to you by Grass Nerds. Let the nerds do your lawn. You'll thank me later. Grassnerds.com. OptiStats on Twitter. Don't know where they came from, but for sure they found my algorithm. Over their last 9 games, the Braves, have you seen this? They haven't lost. They haven't committed an error. They haven't scored fewer than 5 runs. They haven't allowed more than 5 runs. You want to guess how many teams in MLB history have done that over a 9-game span?
I'm going to go 1.
0!
Well, 1 now.
Greatest 9-game stretch in Major League history, some have said.
Oh, boy.
More on that in hour 2.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson, WAHT.